Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Tasty Tenerife Tales by Trevor Downey. We had all hope, friends, that the dark days were behind us, at least until the increasingly inevitable zombie apocalypse strikes our beleaguered spinning sphere. Alas, it would appear that troubled times have visited us again on planet Liverpool. 3 years after parting company with the beloved but problematic flesh nibbler that was Luis Suarez, it emerges that the chilling spectre of cannibalism may be looming once more, this time in the overtly affable form of another smiling mentalist, our charismatic manager, Jurgen Klopp. Much has been made of the German's keen eye for a player, going all the way back to his Mainz days. But yesterday, as he spoke about the motley crew he's taken to Tenerife, Klopp may have revealed more than he intended. The manager was holding forth on the topic of how such impromptu mid-season breaks can prove to be tremendous platforms for the club's youngsters to show their worth and get noticed by the gaffer. He used the example of Ovi Ejaria as one who impressed on tour last year, but there was a sinister turn of phrase as he began. "I told the boys before the session that last year Ovi Ejaria came onto my plate, if you want," he admitted, conjuring images of the poor attacker being readied for consumption by the toothy Klopp with some fava beans and a nice Chianti, before seeming to segue back into more mundane observations. "I saw him here first. I knew him, I saw him playing a few times. But here, having him around for 4 days and seeing him in small spaces, in the sessions against the adults, if you want, it was very important for him, and for me. It's an opportunity. You can see it in their eyes that they know it. They are really ambitious when they think about the sessions, and we will try to do everything we can to give them the opportunity to impress. There's no doubt about the attitude. There's no doubt about the quality. It's only a question of are they ready or not. If not, then they still have time. If yes, then let's make the step." It's probably best to give Klopp the benefit of the doubt at this point, but let me be on the record as the first to mark his cards on this potential issue of closeted cannibalistic tendencies. This column aspires to be the home of quality and serious-minded journalism, and the truth is the only thing we're interested in around here. We're watching, Jurgen. Another youngster in today's headlines, albeit one a tad further along in his Anfield development, is Divock Origi. As is often the way when Liverpool's foreign players return home for international duty, some quotes emerge from their interactions with the local press, which can be a touch provocative or controversial. To be fair to the players, this is just as often a lost in translation by the Brit press problem as it is a relaxing of the defences and having a moan problem. In a conversation with Belgian outfit Newsblood, the rangy striker admitted to some disgruntlement at not getting sufficient game time, and admitted that his Merseyside derby rival Romelu Lukaku is the man to emulate in order to see his career progress at Anfield. "Sometimes it's frustrating that you cannot express your qualities on the pitch," he admitted, not unreasonably. "I believe in myself, and I will get through. But Manny sit on the bench. All I can do is work hard." As for his rivalry with his compatriot, Origi was keen to stress that the gap between them is not so large. "I do not feel it to be. I know what I can do. I play at a top club because that's Liverpool. Romelu is indeed doing well because he works very hard and is focused on the right things. I would want the same progression as Romelu." If it seems a touch fanciful to read anything other than mild frustration into Origi's words, that has not stopped several websites running stories about how it's only a matter of time until the strikingly goateed attacker is on his way out of Anfield. That type of salacious nonsense is not entertained around here. It is the sincere hope of this columnist that the young forward stays and delivers on the incredible potential we have seen in glimpses since his arrival at the club. The sensationalism of the online storytelling is not the only achingly predictable thing to witness today. Spring would not be spring without a Barcelona player tapping up a Liverpool player, as overtly as you like in the press. Pouring petrol on a blaze which was already at bonfire proportions, Brazilian hero Neymar has been extolling the virtues of his Samba buddy Felipe Coutinho, and insisting on how he'd be a perfect fit at the Camp Nou. Sporting an entirely ludicrous yellow bandana, the gifted striker was speaking after recent reports in Mundo Deportivo linking Coutinho to the Catalan giants. "A Premier League player that I would love to have in Barcelona is Coutinho," Neymar insisted. "I believe Felipe Coutinho is a player that would totally fit in Barcelona." With Liverpool currently involved in a dispute around the issue of recruitment themselves, it's probably wise to remain circumspect about this ongoing phenomenon with Barcelona employees until the moral high ground is safely beneath our feet once more. In the interim, we can amuse ourselves by watching the amusing video of Dejan Lovren falling over in Tenerife and being mercilessly sneered at for it by his manager. Klopp seems to enjoy it a little too much, if anything. There's something about the fella, a glint in his eye. Just steer clear of the condiments cabinet, Ovi. I mean, there's no sense in placing temptation in his path. We'll be back next week. I'm not sure which amused me more about this gathering of information today. The fact that Neymar seems to speak in surfer English, where he thinks that he would totally fit in Barcelona. Or the fact that that newspaper from Belgium is called Newsblood, seemingly far more appropriate for Arsenal fan TV than reporting on Belgian football. At any rate, I want to say at this point, before I say anything else, that we've clicked past 100 of these episodes now. And that means that you guys have allowed me to make it by listening to it, because believe me, we would not be making them if you guys weren't listening to them. And you're listening to them in numbers. And the 100 you can multiply by more than 10,000 for the amount of you that are listening. And that is just absolutely tremendous. It's a really, really, really gratifying thing that this idea, this little idea that I had and that Gags was willing to cooperate with me on, has turned into something that people are actually interested in. So the second thing I wanted to say is it's absolutely brilliant to be doing my own pieces every day now as well, or at least four times a week with these feature length articles. It's really, really, really gratifying. It's kind of something that I've always wanted to do, and I hope you will have patience with it as it develops. I will obviously change a little bit the way I write, because I'm writing to be spoken now as well. So look, keep listening to the articles, my own, but more to the point, by every other writer that comes through the Anfield Index stable. Some tremendous writers out there. I'm doing one by Carl later on, which I always look forward to. You've got Andy, Henry, Aditya, so many I'm picking out names here, and I shouldn't have started that now, because I could go on all day, because as you know, like I said earlier on, we've done 100, and for that to be a thing, there must be quite a few writers there, and there are, and some of them do contribute very, very regularly indeed. So go and have a look at those things, and if you don't want to have a look at them, have a listen to me telling you about them and speaking those words to you. Thanks again. It's a real, real honor to get this far. Genuinely, genuinely mean that. I appreciate it no end. So if you'll excuse me, I'm off to read some Newsblood, fam. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on anfieldindex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on anfieldindex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.